So, Miss Socks, is it? Why are you here today?
I'm feeling sad. Some folks call it depressed, but that's a clinical term, and I don't know what it means.
I see. So, how do you think I can help you?
The family I live with has spoken about going to therapy, and I thought it might help me.
Why'd you choose me?
I followed one of them one day when they said they were leaving for a therapy appointment, and they led me to your office. I came back today to see if you could help me.
How'd you get past my secretary?
I followed the lady with the squeaky shoes in to your office, and I napped in the corner till she left. Then your secretary left, so I knew we would be alone. When you started eating that tuna fish sandwich for your lunch, I knew you were someone who could understand me.
Okay, so let's talk while I have my lunch. Would you like a part of my sandwich?
Thank you. You're very kind.
Why do you think you feel sad, as you call it?
Reasons, I suppose, but the big event was when Boots died.
How long ago was that, and what happened?
It's been a month, and she died of old age. We don't live all that long. Boots was the oldest in our neighborhood, and was very kind to me when my family adopted me and brought me home. I missed my mother and brothers and sisters, and she took care of me and taught me what you need to know to live with a family. When she was younger, she played with me, and as you can probably guess, she taught me how to communicate with receptive humans. She was one of the few who could read. She loved books, and most of us just sit on them, but she could open them, turn the pages, and read the marks. She told me it helped her to understand the family.
Did she teach you how to read?
No, I can't do that, but she did read to me when we were alone. The family never knew she could read.
Were you with her when she died?
Yes. She told me that she would miss me, that she had no regrets, but did wish she had been able to write. She said she had learned a lot and wanted to leave it for others to read.
Well, this is a sad story of loss. Is something else bothering you?
I understand about dying because of the stories she read me when I was older. I guess I don't know what to do now that she's gone. I asked in the neighborhood if anyone knew how to read, but no one does. Someone said in their house they go to the children's bedroom at night because the family reads to the children. I could probably sneak in there, but they read children's stories. Before Boots died, she was reading me The Waves by Virginia Woolf. I miss Boots, and I miss being read to.
Well, your story is certainly unique. I'm not sure what I can do to help you. Losing a companion like Boots will require time to adjust. You do have the memories, and that may help. Try to think about the pleasant times and the stories you enjoyed. As for the reading, perhaps I can help. I live in an apartment behind the office. Would you like to come over some evening and I can read to you?
That would be wonderful.
By the way, I like Virginia Woolf also. And may I say, you were very fortunate to have Boots in your life. Not only could she read, but she had good taste in authors. Perhaps after we read a bit, you can tell me some of Boots' ideas, and I can write them down so they won't be lost.
You're so very kind, and I will come to visit you in your apartment. Thank you.
Great. Come Friday evening. My wife and I have salmon croquettes on Fridays. She will be very happy to meet you. It is just the two of us, and we like visitors. 1 month later.
I am so thankful for all you do for me. Now I have a problem. I don't know what to do. The family I live with is moving away, and I'm afraid they'll put me in a shelter or take me far away from here.
Not to worry, for a solution to your situation is a solution to a family concern of ours. We have a great uncle who just lost his wife of 65 years, and we were thinking that he needs a companion.
Does he live close so I can continue to see you?
Yes, not far at all. Walking distance for you.
When can I meet him?
I'll take you over there now on my lunch break.
Can you write a note to the family for me?
Okay. One of the more interesting notes I have or will ever write. 2 weeks later. I'm glad to see you. How are things going with Uncle Victor?
He is very kind, and I am very happy. We both lost someone dear to us, and we can comfort each other, even with a knowing look.
I could see immediately that you two would get along well.
I knew it also. When I first looked at him, he lowered his eyelids and very slowly three times while looking straight at me. That is the sign all cats know means I'm not a threat to you.
I wasn't aware of that.
He has a friend named Tishka who comes often to the house, and he did the same thing. That first evening with Uncle Victor, I get emotional remembering it. Tishka came over and brought appetizing, herring in cream sauce.
Did Victor and Tishka tell you their cat story?
Yes, and they believe that Boots and I are related to their cat from the old country. They told me that there were cats who could read like Boots and speak to people the way I can.
Did they tell you of the troubles?
I was proud to hear that one of my kind was able to help in that way. Most stories are about dogs helping mankind, not cats. They were so brave to carry messages to the resistance while being chased by German shepherds.
It's quite a story. And what is Victor reading to you?
He likes Tolstoy and Bulgarov, I guess because of where he grew up and before coming here. He reads the story in English for me, even though he reads Russian. And when Tishka comes over, they talk about Marx and Kropotkin. I like Kropotkin because he believed in cooperation, not competition. I understood this better after Tishka showed me some pictures of animals helping each other.
Seems to me that you're in a good place now.
I am, thanks to you. But I still want to visit you if I can.
Of course, and give our love to Uncle Victor. Next time you can tell me what you think of Tolstoy.
I will. Till next time, be well. I learned that from Tishka.